وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Previously, we were looking at the act of stealing, thievery, when it comes to people taking the money and the rights of other people, and we said that causes destruction and corruption to societies and to the world in so many levels. Sometimes when a nation decides to steal the wealth of another nation, and we see this happening in a number of countries around the world, we don't want to name names, of course. These countries that have been deprived of their resources, most of their citizens and people, they starve and they die after starvation or die due to lack of, you know, giving them or allowing them to have access to medicine and to food. That's when it comes into sanctions, for example. So that happens and people obviously have to suffer. So therefore, when Islam came, Islam put strong and very strict laws in this regard, where Islam wanted to prevent people from indulging in this act. Obviously not just people, but as systems. But even though the systems are run by people, so basically at the end of the day, it comes down to the individuals. It comes down to me and you, and whether we are willing to take the wealth of other people or not. And like I said, when it came to Islam, Islam stood against it firmly, like no leniency. And Islam appointed the penalty of the cutting of the hand or hands if the person continues to steal. So could you imagine how many people we have to cut their hands in our modern day? Because there are so many thieves around the world that take the rights of other people. Now, obviously, as a sin, it does affect the person and the one who's stolen from. And we can look at it from that perspective as a personal sin. But obviously, that would become a moral lesson rather than looking at the bigger picture when it comes to humanity in general and in total. But those thieves around the world, those big corporate thieves, obviously those people, they started from something, right? They didn't just become thieves all of a sudden. So they were thieves on a smaller scale. They worked on it and they made their way up. And the more money they made, obviously the bigger they became. So we have to also keep that in mind. And when we are talking about people stealing, sometimes we direct that to specific groups of sometimes. So when we see the Quran, for example, looks at stealing, he talks about the deprived classes of people. For example, orphans. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمَّالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Those who eat the money of the orphans, it is as if they are eating fire in their stomachs. So now eating here, not literal eating, rather than it means taking and stealing the money of the orphans, which these orphans needs the most. So Islam also stands firm in terms of trying to take from the orphans. And Islam always wants to give back to people and not take from people. So Islam teaches people to become generous, to become more giving rather than taking. Because the more you take, the more you would want. And at some stage, that might force a person to go and commit thievery or stealing. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. When it comes to stealing, we have a hadith from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says, As-surraqu thalatha. Thieves are of three kinds. Manu zakat, the person that does not pay his taxes. When it comes to crops and when it comes to mules, because these two, zakah falls into them, taxation, and also the gold and silver. So the ones who do not give their zakah, they do not pay their taxes, Islam considers them to be thieves. Why? Because those taxes that were imposed by Islam to help other people, to elevate the lives of other people. Now, I know some will say, well, you know, it's my money. Why should I give other people? Why should I pay zakah? Well, the idea is that it's actually not your money or my money. It is the money of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, I will give you money. I will give you wealth based on the condition that you put it to use. Because if everyone says, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to pay my taxes, then this whole system will collapse. The country, the Western countries that we live in, or whether it is in America or Australia or any part of Europe, where the government pays, now a person can say, well, I'm not paying my taxes to the government, and, you know, the government, then they wouldn't have much to give back to their people. So the people will suffer the most. So the government says, sure, we'll provide you with facilities, but in return, you have to pay your taxes. So Islam says the same. Islam, Allah says, it's not your wealth, it's not your money, it's ours. We have given it to you, and in return, you need to give back. You need to pay your taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, then this is a sin. So the Imam says, the first of the three is actually manu al-zakah, the one who prevents people from having their share of their taxes. And then the Imam alayhi salam continues and he talks about other stuff which are not of our concern and the fact that it's not related to our topic. Another hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, Man akala luqmatan min haram, whoever eats one tiny bite from a money, a wealth that was taken forcefully or at least by haram. He said, لَمْ تُقْبَلْ لَهُ صَلَاةٌ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةٌ. Allah would not accept his salah for 40 nights. 40 nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not accept the salah of a person. And salah, as we say, is amud al-deen, the pillar of religion. So you can see how strongly Islam stand against stealing and thievery. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.